Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So early on in the pandemic, some breastfeeding moms have told us that their milk has turned a different color, like green, like my Baby Yoda earrings that my son got me at my son got me these Baby Yoda earrings. Not exactly sure what I could wear them with. I'm in a Golden Knights jersey. They don't really match, but that's okay. They're still Baby Yoda, so I love Baby Yoda. But they had said that COVID made their breast milk turn green or blue-green. We knew about that, you know, and it didn't really make a lot of headlines. Then some women who got the COVID vaccine said, look, my urine or my breast milk is changing color with the vaccine. Again, it didn't make a lot of headlines. Well, finally a headline got through, and so I thought we should talk about it. We don't want anybody to panic about their breast milk color. We think there's a reason for it. But you will see pictures online of women and their breast milk. And now my nose is running. Oh, I apologize. My nose is just always running. So a lady by the name Ashmiri shared a couple photos of her breast milk. It's probably because I'm looking at the milk and it reminds me of what comes out of my nose. And she had come down with COVID, but what she was doing was pumping her breast milk. And she said the change in the color of her milk let her know something was wrong. She didn't even test positive yet for COVID, but she knew something was up because her milk was a different color. The color change indicates that my body is making exactly what Ruby, her baby, needs. Antibodies, extra fatty, and just pure goodness. So even the milk looks thicker, and it looks more green. Looks disgusting, but there's a reason for it. Last February, Daily Mail reported another mother to have greenish breast milk. I included all these pictures, by the way. 23-year-old Ana Cortez from Mexico said her breast milk turned a neon green, like my Baby Yoda earrings, when she had COVID. But then, after COVID went away, it returned to its normal color. Then, the COVID vaccine has been found to change color. There was one study, and I think they only looked at about 180 women. 2% of them reported their breast milk changed blue-green after getting the COVID vaccine. The National Institutes of Health LACMED site talks about this. It says occasionally women report a change in the color of their breast milk to blue or blue-green after COVID vaccine. Some mild infant effects reported after mRNA COVID-19 vaccines may not necessarily be attributed directly to the vaccine. Some infants have anti-SARS-CoV-2 IG, the antibody, in their saliva after breastfeeding. But the IgG is not found in their serum, in their blood. So people have been asking, okay, well, what do I do with, you know, if my breast milk changes color? So here's the thing. The truth of the matter is our breast milk always changes color. So you could be sick. You could be ill. And the breast milk, if you're producing more antibodies, that's going to extend to the milk. If you are getting dehydrated because fluid is needed for other body parts, it's going to get a little bit more thicker and gummy. So the color change sometimes could just happen from the hydration. We also think the antibodies could do it. There could also be a response, and I don't know if they're really studying the components of the breast milk. There could also be a response where the milk is getting a little fattier, where the body's like, whoa, mom's sick. Mom is not going to be having as much fluid and as much flow, so let's spike up the calories and make the milk more dense. You know, remember, the human body is designed, the female human body is designed to make a baby and feed a baby. I know that doesn't sound the most politically correct, but our bodies are amazingly designed on how to change and do that. So if you have an infant that you're feeding, meanwhile you're ill, the breast milk may change and compensate to protect that baby. So a thicker, more fatty, plus the antibodies in the breast milk, yeah, it's going to change color. And now, a bluish tint to breast milk might be when it's thinner sometimes. So sometimes if it's called formilk, before the good stuff comes out, sometimes it could be a little thinner, and then it might have a blue tinge. Because if you do, you guys see non-fat milk versus fatty milk? Non-fat milk is a little grayish, more bluish. So sometimes bluish could be lack of fat. But if it's greenish yellow, that might mean more fat is in there. And it could just be the body's response to try to beef up the milk. So people say, look, if I have COVID, what do I do with my infant? Well, the CDC does break it down. Oh, I'm losing my ears. The CDC does break it down. And the CDC basically does not want you to not take care of your baby. If you're too ill, I mean, obviously have somebody take care of your baby. But if you have nobody to take care of your baby, you don't go into isolation for 5 days and leave the baby starving. So, yeah, you can take care of the baby. They want you to wash your hands. They want you to wear a mask. And, you know, it's, you know, not spit when you talk. So we do want people being able to still take care of their baby. In terms of COVID being in the breast milk, the CDC has not found evidence that actual COVID is in the breast milk. Now, this is kind of interesting because people are like, well, I don't want to breastfeed my baby if I have COVID because the baby will get COVID. Well, the baby most likely got COVID already, was exposed, because before you felt sick, you were contagious. So before you even tested positive, if you fed that baby that night or the day before or 2 days before, then you most likely already exposed baby. So I know everybody's like, well, I don't want to give my baby COVID with the breast milk. I get that. Because you could pump, or you could use, or you could, you know, do formula and have daddy maybe feed him while you're in isolation. But the truth of the matter is that the baby was already exposed. So the CDC says, look, we don't think there's COVID in the breast milk. We do, however, think that your antibodies will get to the baby. So if you had COVID, those antibodies will get to the baby. If you were vaccinated, we think the baby will get those antibodies because they have found antibodies in the breast milk. So this is what the CDC recommends. And let me get my glasses for this. Okay. Whew. Oh, we're already at the end. Wash your hands before breastfeeding. Wear a mask while breastfeeding. If you are within 6 feet of your baby, use your breast pump. Wash your hands. Clean out the pump. And, of course, get tested and try to not be around other people. All right? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of you guys have been listening to my show for I don't know how many years, which, by the way, I can't believe I missed our anniversary. January 9th was my 13th year anniversary in radio. I can't believe I missed that. I've been on air for 13 years. I can't believe I missed that birthday. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I'll just do an announcement. We'll pretend to celebrate it this week. Man, how did I forget? Yeah, January 9th, 2009 was my first day on air. Huh. All right. Anyway, for those of you who have been listening, I can't believe I forgot my birthday, my radio birthday. Well, I'm going to change it up. We'll remember it anyway. Oh, you know what? I'll say this month I'm celebrating. That's how we do it. You know that my biggest fear is turning into a mother-in-law that nobody likes. Because I got two boys. And so my boys will marry, and who they choose to marry, I will end up being that partner's mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law. That song is perfect. And so I worry. And I don't want to be the mother from hell, and I don't want to be the mother-in-law from hell. And so my son has a fantastic, fantastic girlfriend. She is amazing. And we've been doing trips with her and things like that. And so she's getting a lot of access to her possibly soon-to-be mother-in-law if they choose to do that. Now, the big mistake women make when they're mother-in-laws, all right, and the bad mother-in-laws, is one is assuming somebody that your child is dating is going to be the one. I just assume anybody my son is dating is going to be the one. So you be on your best behavior since day one, because, you know, if my son has amazing taste, my son really cares about her. So as far as I'm concerned, even though there's still years from getting married, okay, I don't want to mess anything up, because if you do anything to that could possibly interfere with the relationship, that gets remembered. So I'm already treating her as if she is going to be the mother of my grandchildren. Okay? Now, that could be a little overwhelming, because I'm already looking at, oh, is she eating her vegetables? Is she? I don't tell her that. I don't tell her that, but I'm like, okay, she's doing all the right things. Me as a doctor and as a mama of a boy, you seem to kind of, you can very easily go over that line. Not to mention, I already get into people's businesses. My friends have kids. I'm all up in their business on what they're doing. You know, how's your period? How's the dating? Oh my gosh, has he tried to sleep with you yet? I mean, I'm already up into everybody's business as it is. So how do I not be the mother-in-law from hell? So we this last weekend we went to Disneyland. My son and his girlfriend wanted to go, and then they asked if we wanted to go with them. And I know I probably should have said no, because a Disneyland trip really brings out a lot of the bad behavior. You know, like you being grumpy, you being impatient, you getting hungry, you being tired. But I got to admit, we held our own. I mean, I kept smiling. I kept the crazy to a minimum. I got mad at hubby. Hubby got on my nerves. You know, but, you know, for the most part, it was okay. But what I was really worried about was, would my son and she survive a Disneyland trip? So I'm watching him on the iPhone. You can watch the iPhone app, and I'm seeing him peel, drive, you know, fast. And he knows how to do Disneyland. I told you guys how to do Disneyland. You can't wake up late, casually get to the park, and then just stand in line for 3 hours. We're at the gate at the crack of dawn. If we could get an early morning entry, which we were supposed to because we stayed at the hotel and they didn't do it, which ticked me off. But anyway, we're at the gate at the crack of dawn. We're in line. So as soon as the park opens, we run. We get to the line. We get to, you know, minimize the lines. And then we try to hit all the rides before the whole park gets flooded. So I'm like, my son knows this. Disneyland is a mission. We don't do long lines at Disneyland. We will hit it military style. And I'm like, oh, no. What if his girlfriend doesn't, you know, want to do it that way? What if she wants to sleep in? What if she wants to do her hair? What if she wants to go shopping for ears? And I'm like, oh my gosh, my son is going to lose it. He's going to lose it. Now, he was on best behavior. I saw attitudes of even my other son. You know, my other son was saying please and thank you to her. And I'm like, wait a second. You guys don't talk to me like that. Who are these? Wait a second here. So she has a really great effect on the kids. I'm good. You know, so everybody's trying to behave. But I'm like, there's no way after an 18-hour Disneyland day, they're going to be able to keep it together. Well, we almost all kept it together. So, but I think where I did really, really well is when one of the kids got grumpy, okay, I picked up on it and I sided with her. I sided with her. And I'm like, I don't understand why he's getting grumpy. You were just doing, you know, and she and I bonded because I don't want her to think that I am going to say my boy is an angel and anything he does, he could do no wrong. I mean, you guys all know I will criticize them as the day is long if I think they're doing wrong. So when I saw him get grumpy over something, because that's what my husband does, get grumpy over something when you're actually trying to help minimize the situation, I was like, oh, hey, hell no. Now, I didn't interfere and I didn't yell at him, but I was there for her going, man, you handle him better than I do. Where were you in my life all these years when you know, he would backtalk me? Because you put him in his place. And I think she appreciated that. I appreciated that. I'm like, I need her to move in with us now because I can't talk to my kids without her. She knows how to handle both my boys. But I mean, even my husband acts nicer around her. And I was like, okay, well, come on, people. So I think I did really, really well. I didn't intervene. I did almost, well, okay, so there's this thing called beignets. You guys know about beignets from New Orleans? So they have beignets in Disneyland. I only discovered them a few years ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, how long have you had these for? They're like, since we opened in the 60s or the 50s. I'm like, really? So now I have to get a beignet, but the lines are big. So you had to put in the order, and it took about an hour for it to get ready. So we go back, and I, you know, I really wanted to get them, and I knew my kids wanted them. But she didn't want a beignet. She wanted a churro, and I don't blame her. The churros are good. So I'm like, yeah, but I got to give the beignets to Stone because he needs the beignets. And then, so I think I might have been a little bit of a pain in the butt because, again, it was carbs. Carbs always do it. If you ever want to find your mom's true colors or your mother-in-law's true colors, have the issue about carbs. But I was very, very cool. I'm like, you go get your churro. I'm going to go get the beignets. I was really easy about it. I was as easygoing as possible. And I'm thinking to myself, please don't be a pain in the butt. Please don't be a pain in the butt. And it looks like I wasn't as much of a pain in the butt as I could have been. So I think we're okay. But, you know, my question to you guys is, you know, how do you not be a pain in the butt mother-in-law? To me, I think the best mother-in-laws are the ones that are never around. The problem is it's like, you know, I mean, I want to be in the grandchildren's life. So I don't want to be a pain in the butt mother-in-law, but I want to be in the grandchild's life. How do you do that? You know, so I think a good mother-in-law is one that is very in tune to where they could be overstepping. You know, and so that's why I always say, look, okay, I know I'm probably getting up in your business, but I'm just going to say this, okay? You don't have to listen to it, but I just feel like I need to say it, otherwise I feel guilty. Then I'll just say what I have to say, and will that work? I don't know. I'm so scared because I do not want to be the mother-in-law for them. And I got to tell you, I couldn't be married to me. I couldn't have me as an older sister. I couldn't have me as a younger sister. I couldn't be around me. And the mother-in-law role is going to be the most, the most ominous, most challenging role I've ever had. And I don't know how to do it. So luckily, I think she's cool. I think I didn't mess up. What was really, really cool is I had to pee a lot after the rides. Even though I've been really, really good since my surgery, after the ride that bumps you up and down, you have to pee. She needed to go to the bathroom too. So we're already bathroom buddies. That was great, okay? Because I don't want to slow the family down having to pee. She had to pee too. Okay, so whoa, I think we're in sync with that. We liked the same rides, and we both put up with my son. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll be okay. But I'm just kind of nervous. So, this is my advice to you guys. Okay, now I'm going to give you guys advice. If you are testing the boundaries of a relationship, do a Disney weekend. Because I got to tell you, if you guys get through a Disney weekend, you'll probably get through marriage. You got the lines, you got the heat, you got the sweating, you got the cold, you got the rain, you got the expensive prices, you got the thirst, you got the lack of sleep, you got the body aches, the need to go potty, you know, you're standing in lines, so you're going to obviously burp. I burped. I did some pretty, pretty bad burps, right? And nobody cared about the burps. Football, I had to watch football. That's another thing. If you love football, okay, you're going to get tense during the Disneyland weekend. I had my iPhone and I could watch free-fall football on the NFL app. I was good. So if you could get through Disneyland, you could get through any marriage, I think, or relationship. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. President Biden injecting politics into the day by claiming passing voting rights legislation would fulfill the legacy of King.
On this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work to deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow.
The Northeast is now dealing with a massive winter storm that brought freezing rain, snow, and ice to the Southeast. Nearly 80 million people from Georgia to Maine affected by the storm. Snow continuing to fall in places like Buffalo, New York, where a winter storm warning is in effect until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. A Texas rabbi says he's grateful to be alive Monday after an armed standoff at his Dallas-area synagogue on Saturday. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker was leading services at Congregation Beth Israel when Malik Fazal Akram, a British citizen, claimed he had bombs and demanded the prison release of a woman convicted of attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Citron Walker joined CBS This Morning to describe the terrorist attack.
Well, it was terrifying. It was overwhelming. And we're still processing. It's been a lot. It's completely overwhelming.
The FBI is now calling the incident a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. The first week of the NFL playoffs wrap up Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so some of you guys are a little bit frustrated because you got Omicron. And everybody was saying Omicron is mild. You're like, Omicron's mild, it's mild, it's mild. Which means I'll be done with it in 2 days. No. Omicron will last sometimes a good couple weeks. In fact, we still don't know how long it lasts because the majority of us didn't get it until after Christmas or New Year's. So I'm having patients, Wisconsin, Colorado, Alabama, Mississippi, Arizona, North Dakota. I'm licensed in multiple states, Washington State, Iowa. Tell me, look, I'm still sick. I'm still having night sweats. Now, when I hear night sweats, I worry about malaria. I worry about lymphoma. I worry about menopause. I've had night sweats with menopause. But we do see night sweats with COVID. And so we're on one end. We're hearing that Omicron is milder. It's not putting a lot of people into the hospital. Thank God. In fact, we're starting to see hospitalizations in some neck of the woods level off. We think they've already peaked. It's funny how they're watching our stool and our sewage for that. But you can also look at the numbers. We're also, though, going to see cases drop because nobody's had a test in the last 2 weeks. So it's going to look like there's less Omicron cases, but that's because nobody's testing. I'm just telling everybody that calls in, I go, look, I'll see if our telemedicine company could send you the test, but stay home because assume it's COVID until proven otherwise. If you can't get a test, then you're not going to be able to test to see if it's COVID. So you are going to see case numbers go down. Because we don't have the tests. Positivity rates, they'll mean if, of all the tests being done, how many are showing up positive. Positivity rates might still be high in your neck of the woods, but then again, we also are seeing a lot of people with COVID symptoms that aren't testing positive yet. So, you know, so for those of you that did come down with Omicron around New Year's, I came down with it right after New Year's, on New Year's, that weekend after New Year's. I still have a cough. I still have issues with my nose. I'm still testing negative, but this is just, and I don't want to call it long COVID. I just think the Omicron illness wasn't just a 2-3 day thing for everybody. A lot of people have called in, saying, look, I was sick a week ago. Why am I still sick? Something's wrong. Well, maybe no. It's just with some of the other illnesses, like flu. Flu, you're usually better by 5 to 7 days. With Omicron, you may not be. So don't panic. Where, though, you need to get yourself checked out is if the fever still persists or if the fever gets higher. Omicron fever is usually 99 to 100. But if you're walking around with a 102, 103 fever, we got to make sure that's not flu. We have to make sure that's not pneumonia. So if you have a fever that is persisting and it's a high fever, I'd say get that checked out. If you can't stop coughing or your coughing is worse, then you might be getting severe COVID. You might be getting more of a lung issue with that. You could also be getting pneumonia. Usually with Omicron, you get better. So you might just have a tickle in the throat, a dry cough, maybe a little bit of sniffles. But if you're like, wait a second, I'm coughing more. If as COVID progresses, you're getting more and more and more symptoms, then you need to get that checked out. Now, the big thing I hear from everybody is the urgent care says they don't want to see us. Nobody wants to see us if we have COVID. Okay, so there's a couple things going on. First of all, no medical facility in the United States should be telling people that they don't want to see you if you have, you know, COVID or a severe COVID. Okay, their job right now, since everybody and their mother has COVID, their job is to take care of people. So if somebody goes, I don't have COVID, can I come in and be seen for my cough and my sore throat? And they go, sure, you don't have COVID. It just doesn't make sense because that person with a cough and sore throat could have COVID. So an urgent care is supposed to be there so to help the hospitals, you know, free up the hospitals. If you have chest pain, if you have trouble breathing, if you have, you know, pneumonia, if you have an emergency, you go to the hospital. If you have something where you're like, look, I want to check this out and make sure this isn't anything hospital worthy, that's what those urgent cares are for. Where the urgent cares can turn you away is, look, don't be coming here for a COVID test. Don't be coming here for mild COVID or a reconfirmation that you have COVID. We need to deal with sick individuals, and we have to be available for them. So you having, you know, some mild symptoms and a sniffle, you know, if it's not serious, we're gonna have to triage you because we can only take the more serious patients right now. That, yes, an urgent care can say. But for an urgent care to blanketly say, we don't want to see you if you have COVID, every person coming into the urgent care has probably had COVID. So they're not going to say that. You know, if so, then that receptionist is wrong. Because, yeah, somebody going, oh, I don't have COVID. In fact, patients were saying they tried to lie. Saying, look, I don't have COVID. Will you see me for my cough? That just don't lie. Just say, look, you have a cough. You tested positive. You're worried about the cough. You can't breathe. If you can't breathe, a medical provider has to see you. And you have to get seen. I don't know why this happened in 2020. People are like, well, I heard that no urgent cares wanted to see us. Meanwhile, they're decompensating at home, and then by the time they were really, really sick, they ended up having a need to go to the ER when they could have gone into an urgent care and maybe gotten some treatment, maybe some steroids, maybe some antibiotics. Some doctors were prescribing things like ivermectin, fluvoxamine, things like that. So now we're supposed to have Paxlovid, but still I can't write it. Paxlovid is still not easily available in the pharmacies. We're still waiting for that. President Biden promised 20 million doses in the coming months. I don't think you're going to get Paxlovid anytime soon. But these night sweats are freaking people out. A lot of people did not lose their voice. They did not have night sweats, really bad body aches with the first few COVIDs, but they're having this with Omicron. Yep. According to the Mayo Clinic, night sweats are repeated episodes of extreme perspiration that may soak your night clothes or bedding and are related to an underlying medical condition or illness. Apparently, it is a symptom of Omicron. Some of you might be noticing you don't taste well or you don't smell well, but it comes back. Omicron does not seem to cause long-lasting lack of taste or smell that we know of. Now, I notice food hasn't tasted that good to me. I haven't really enjoyed a meal in the last 2.5 weeks or 2 weeks. Everything tastes okay to me, and I've been eating less, and I've been asking for more spicy. Just nothing seems to taste good, but I can still taste. So Omicron might affect your sense of taste to that respect. But if you're still congested, if you're still coughing, if you're getting sweats at night, you might still have COVID. Body aches, headaches, sore throat, runny nose, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, any new change in taste or smell. So now the next question I get asked is, well, am I contagious? So here's the thing. If you don't have a fever, if your symptoms are getting better, I know the CDC says you can go back after 5 days. You could still be infectious for at least 10 days. But if your symptoms are getting better, your cough is drier, you don't seem to have that wetness, sickness feeling, your chance of infectivity goes down. But if you feel like, gosh, I'm still achy, or I still feel warm, if you're waking up with morning fevers, if you're still, you know, sweating, I think you still have active COVID. I can't say that for sure because we're not testing everybody. But if you still feel ill and fluish, that means your immune system is still fighting something. Now, what's the difference between that and like a bronchitis cough? Well, if you're having a dry cough, when your immune system wanted to fight the virus and the virus is dead, now you have all that pickup, cleanup, you know, like cleaning up after a party. The guests are gone, but the place is a mess. That can still make you cough. But if you feel still fluish or achy or still really tired, you could still have active COVID. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have spoken about for years on the show about how our democracy could be in trouble. And the U.S. has been added to a list of backsliding democracies. People were blaming Trump for that, even though a good number of Americans blame the more liberal, shall we say, political regime in terms of stopping our liberties. And so, obviously, there's a back and forth. But when both sides feel our democracy will not survive, that's a problem. So there's a new poll where the majority of Americans say that U.S. democracy is at risk of quote-unquote extinction. This is near the anniversary of President Joe Biden's first year in office, just days after the anniversary of the Capitol riot, and about half, or 26%, that's not half, said U.S. democracy survival is secured for future generations, according to a poll from Shone Cooperman Research. But 23% said they weren't sure. 51% said democracy was in danger of extinction. So that's more than half. So the result comes after President Joe Biden spoke about the Capitol riot during a voting rights speech in Atlanta, saying that a year ago, a dagger was literally held at the throat of American democracy. So on one end, people feel that our democracy is in trouble because President Trump did not believe the election results. And when there were claims of fraud or dead voters or people getting more than one ballot, it was all hushed as conspiracy theory. Some of you will believe that the number of votes that were illegal still wouldn't have made a difference. There were few and far between. Others will think that there could have been an absolute mass sort of voting scheme. And Biden didn't help that theory because he, you know, even on video in an interview, talked about how, boasted how we have the biggest voting fraud network in history or something like that. And I know it was a misspoke or a gaffe, but when your future, your candidate, right before the election, says something like that on air, yeah, it's going to make people a little nervous. Then January 6th was probably one of the biggest embarrassments of our time. We should not have had a Capitol that was able to get breached. It showed our enemies that we have some huge vulnerabilities, and it also showed that America was not happy with the election results or the fact that mail-in ballots were not tested, were not protected, and that there were all these claims and allegations. And I think we just recently had an arrest in my neck of the woods of somebody who voted for his dead partner. People, look, no election is fraud-free, and nobody seems to want to, you know, at least have a conversation about it. So half the country thinks one side might hurt our democracy, the other half of the country might think the other side. So the other side is like, well, wait a second, they're forcing us to put stuff on our face, they're forcing us to get a vaccine, they're taking away our jobs, we're being silenced on social media. It's a very nerve-wracking time for a lot of people. I mean, I have to admit, I've been very, very shocked. People have been bringing up Nazi Germany left and right. And people are like, I'm so insulted, you're bringing up Nazi Germany. Okay, Nazi Germany wasn't just a one-day event. When people bring up Nazi Germany, they could bring up the gas chambers and the concentration camps. They shouldn't. Okay, nothing that I've seen thus far has been an example of those atrocities. But other sorts of Nazi moves and fascist regime moves that we did see that happened to my family, that happened, you know, in the days and years leading up to it, we are seeing some similarities. And so public shunning, you know, silencing, burning books, things like that, even though you might not necessarily see a burnt book, this fear of saying something. I mean, look how many people after Trump lost immediately left the Republican Party and turned to independent. They didn't want to be found. They didn't want to lose their job. They didn't want to be outed. I think Deborah Messing, who had been one of my favorite actresses, sitcom actresses, had said, we need to out these people in Hollywood who supported Trump. This is not the type of behavior that we don't out people. In America, we respect people's opinions. We want there to be Democrats and Republicans. We want there to be liberals and conservatives. We don't want to all be thinking, you know, alike. We want to have discussion. We want to make the world a better place. And so when I hear that people want to out those on the other side,
That's scary, and that's frightening, and that's what makes me worry. So we spoke about how a lot of democracies have fallen to dictatorship in the last 100 years. Ghana, Iraq, Nazi Germany, North Korea. And people want to know why. If in a system of majority rules exists with laws that protects one vote, how does such a system ever collapse and allow a ruler dictator to take control? Well, in the late 1700s and early 1800s, we spoke about this, a Scottish professor, Alexander Fraser Tytler, was skeptical of any country having a true democracy, feeling that those who will elect leaders will later be suppressed by them. He wrote, "Those governors once selected, where is the boasted freedom of the people? They must submit to their rule and control with the same abandonment of their natural liberty, the freedom of the will, and the command of their actions as if they were under the rule of the monarch." So for those of you who, you know, voted for Biden, you then had to do the mandate. You had to, is that something you voted for or was that a shock? A lot of people are like, okay, yeah, I'll support him. Others are like, no, I didn't vote for this. I didn't vote for, When we elected a governor, did we vote for our business being shut down and then only allowed 50% capacity? So there's something called the Tytler cycle, which we spoke about, in which 200 years becomes the average lifespan of a democracy. He wrote, during these 200 years, these nations always progress through the following sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence. Once you're dependent, you go back into bondage. So we went from a complacency to apathy and apathy. We went from a complacency to apathy, I think, in the 80s and 90s. We went from an apathy to dependence during the Great Recession and now. So from dependence back into bondage, if a lot of us feel like we're in bondage, then there's going to be an uprising, and it's going to take faith and courage in order for us to get liberties again. They say that the steps to each cycle do not have to occur in equal spans of time. So in the U.S., the courage to fight for our liberty occurred during the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812. Through material abundance varied throughout the years, post-Depression, 20th and 21st century prosperity, fueled selfishness, complacency, and then more. So why does this happen? Well, if you're happy with your current state, you don't want to wake the sleeping giant. Or you don't care. You're like, you know what? I did my time. I'm just going to now, you know, just be me. So apathy sets in. Those in charge face less avenues of obstruction because they're like, well, it's not me they're going after. They're going after the unvaccinated. I'm good. Well, then those people potentially wield their power more indiscriminately. This is where Tytler identified bondage, where many who thought they enjoyed a democratic rule find themselves not having much say. So, you know, we have become complacent. We have become apathetic, and I am seeing people very apathetic to those going, let me open my business. Let me work. So, no, I think we do have issues. And I'm not surprised by these polls. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Gendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.